with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Two Riverside County supervisors were preparing for new terms today, thanks to easy victories in Tuesday's election. Supervisor Kevin Jeffries, who has represented the 1st District since 2013, fended off challenges from Sheriff's Deputy Melissa Bourbonnais and community activist Debbie Walsh. In the county's 3rd District, Supervisor Chuck Washington topped four challengers. Jeffries stood on his record as a cost cutter, government transparency advocate, an opponent of the explosive growth of mega warehouses in his platform. The incumbent is the only supervisor who has consistently declined salary increases out of a publicly avowed deference to county taxpayers, and he's made pension reform to net budgetary savings a chief priority going forward. Washington was originally appointed to the Board of Supervisors seat by Governor Jerry Brown in 2015, after then-Supervisor Jeff Stone was elected to the state Senate. However, Washington won election in his own right a year later. 500 homes and about 1,500 people were under evacuation orders Tuesday as the so-called Man Fire broke out along the Santa Ana River bottom in Norco. The blaze was first reported around 10 a.m. Tuesday and quickly grew from about 10 to 15 acres to about 100 acres, where it was holding as of 2:30 p.m. Fire officials say windy weather was responsible for spreading it. The fire prompted evacuations of homes, elementary schools, and a local golf club, and caused a power outage for more than 4,100 customers in the Norco area. Horses, which Norco, known as Horsetown USA, is famous for, were evacuated as well to an equestrian event center in the city. Early results show Proposition 13, California's $15 billion school construction bond, losing at the polls. The measure trails with 56 of voters saying no as of this morning, but millions of ballots still need to be counted. David Wolf is with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which opposed the measure.
We again continue to be cautiously optimistic. We're not overconfident just because, you know, we don't know how many late absentee votes are out there.
Prop 13 was the only statewide initiative on the ballot. It's not connected to the historic property tax measure of the same name from the 1970s. If approved, this new Prop 13 would pay for repairs and upgrades at aging public schools and colleges. It would set aside $9 billion for preschool and K-12 schools, $4 billion for universities, and $2 billion for community colleges. Technical issues plagued voting sites throughout California on Tuesday, including in the nation's most populous county, where long lines and an overloaded new voting system prompted a legal complaint from Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Los Angeles County rolled out a $300 million election system that raised concerns about technical and security defects even before glitches caused frustration and confusion at polling places. Sanders asked for voting centers to stay open an extra 2 hours, saying voters were denied their constitutional right to vote. In California, whose primary Sanders went on to win, anyone in line by 8 p.m. can cast a ballot. Separately, election workers in 15 counties, including Fresno, Napa, and Sacramento, face technical problems connecting to the statewide voter registration database, said Sam Mahood, spokesman for the Secretary of State's office. He said there was no evidence of malicious activity, but did not explain what caused the failure. Mahood also said the Secretary of State's website experienced intermittent outages due to higher-than-normal traffic and that technicians added server capacity. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.